It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. Liz Hallgren listened to our conversation on genetic tests and the new choices for many soon-to-be parents and emailed from Michigan, "This technology is a blessing and a curse. I'm 25 weeks into my first pregnancy. I just learned that my husband has a chromosomal abnormality. While the baby I'm currently pregnant with is most likely just fine, this could affect future pregnancies. We want more children, and this will do nothing to affect our desire to have more. This knowledge has only created more worry for me. I personally do not feel as if I would be able to terminate a pregnancy if any of our future children were to have this severe genetic condition." We also talked last week about the many challenges facing single parents, most of them moms. Tim wrote from Houston, "As the child of a single parent, I would say single parents need to make the little time these families have together memorable. It only happened twice in 12 years, but I'll never forget the days my mom and I played hooky and went to lunch and a movie." We heard from several of you yesterday about our use of the term illegal immigrant, including Karen Engel of Oakland. "I am tired of hearing the term illegal applied to human beings. Wouldn't undocumented be a little kinder?" And a correction. I said yesterday that Reginald Denny died after he was pulled from his truck during the Los Angeles race riots 20 years ago and beaten. Denny was severely injured and underwent any number of operations, but he's still alive. He appeared on daytime television at one point and publicly forgave his attackers. I apologize for the mistake. Finally, during our interview with two of the people behind the new comedy review, Old Jews Telling Jokes, we asked you to send us the one joke that defines your community or group, and you responded. Here are a couple from Twitter we didn't get a chance to get on the air. From Ferret Steinmetz and Eric A. Meyer, "A programmer's spouse says, go get a gallon of milk. If they have eggs, get a dozen. So he comes home with 12 gallons of milk." And from Andrew Schlegelmilch, "How many psychologists does it take to change a light bulb?" "One. But it has to want to change." If you have a correction, comment, question, or a joke for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN. Talk of the Nation is produced by John Asante, Bolanle Omoshore, Bonica Bushman, Priska Neely, Tinbeat Ermias, Laura Lee, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Our intern is Ryan Arendelle. Gwen Newton's the director. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Cal Southworth, Nathan Bark, Jerry Tennant, Zach Coleman, and Michael Cullen. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, we'll talk about what options are left to deal with Iran. Join us for that conversation. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.